welcome to Root Tap Radio, the Witch's podcast to all things flora, fauna, and spiritual. I am your host, Bree, and every week we will cover topics to help feed you in knowledge and in spirit. Merry meet, witches and friends. I hope that you have all been having a lovely 2 weeks now. I didn't mean to go as long as I did without recording. But let me tell you, my family has started up school again, and as I've mentioned in the podcast, I have two children, and getting used to the new schedule has been harder on me than it has my kids. Both of the boys are in soccer this year, and I spend quite a bit of time a week at the soccer field. Hours, in fact, at the soccer field. So, thank you all so much for bearing with me while I get a new footing into this schedule. You know, it amazes me how adaptable my kids are, and I'm the one barely making it to bed at night, crawling into that bed because I haven't stopped moving since the second I opened my eyes all day long. So I hope that you all have been enjoying the Earth series and all the guests that we have been so blessed with. This week, I wanted to cover the topic of setting up your own Earth altar. I wanted to take a little break from hearing from some of our guests and take a moment to ground what we're sort of learning through all of our guests into our own lives and into our own spirituality. So let's settle in, grab a drink, and let's chat about Earth altars. So the things that I'm going to talk about when it comes to altars, I just want to give sort of a PSA that altars look so different from person to person. Somebody may be out and proud like myself, and your altar takes up your entire mantle, or like me, your house is an altar, and it is what it is. But other people are very much in that broom closet and they want something travel sized or something discreet. So I'm going to try and cover a variety of options for no matter where you are in the spectrum of your spirituality. Maybe you are somebody who's out and proud, but you don't want to have, you know, a whole altar with a rack of deer antlers and moss hanging off of your mantle. I mean, that's not perfect to me, but you know. So some people like more simplistic things. Some people like, you know, we all like what we like. So I'm going to give kind of a range of things that I would put on my altar, things that other people have put on theirs, some concepts and ideas that I came up with that maybe you haven't thought of yet. As always, when you're setting up an altar, you want to bless and consecrate the space. You want to set clear intention and make sure that it's in a place that won't be disturbed too much, except for when you're working. I know that's very hard for some people. If you're like me and have two kids and four cats, one of them who is a kitten and will not keep himself to himself and likes to knock over all the salt bowls and all the candles and everything he can possibly get his little furry self into. I understand if this is difficult to do, but it's really going to help you since this is essentially a focal point for when you're working with that element. So if this is not going to work for you to have one up all the time, maybe a travel altar is the best option for you, in which case you would just bless and consecrate the box or the Altoid tin or whatever is going to be holding your altar tools. So that being said, we are just going to talk about building the altar from the base up. When it comes to an earth altar, I definitely want some kind of ground cover. I want to have either a living moss, which I'm very extra sometimes, you know, aesthetic is all things. But I am very fortunate to live in an area that moss actually grows in my yard. So I can go out and get some of that. There are also some sustainable and reputable places on Etsy who can help you with that, or also your local greenhouse. I forgot the word there for a minute. You know, y'all, I don't know about you, but the past week, English is my native language, and you wouldn't know it from how I've been speaking the past couple weeks. I forget the most simple of words, and I'm like, you know, the house with the plants and the things that you go to buy. Yeah, this has been me the past few days, and normally I'm a very articulate person, so bear with me, and I apologize. Mercury must be doing something, and I just haven't checked it out. But anyway, back on track. So you can go to your local greenhouse and purchase that if that is something that you are interested in. They're very easy to keep. I've kept one in my house for a couple years now. They don't require near as much light as other plants do, but they certainly like to stay moist. So definitely check out their care instructions and place them accordingly. If you don't want to have a living mat for your altar, you can also look into getting something in green or gold or brown, something that is going to bring in the color of earth element, like we talked in the intro episode. It would also be a good idea to choose something of your heritage. You could pick something. Like myself, on my personal altar, I have a mat that is green on the one side and gold on the other. And it has Celtic knotwork because I come from a family who is German, Irish, Swiss, Nordic. There's a lot of similar Celtic people in my heritage. So that is something that helps connect me to my ancestors. And that could be an option for you as well. For someone who is looking for something a little bit more subtle, you could also try making a shadow box. And as the base, do a solid color like we just talked about, or you could even make it with a picture of the forest as the background. When it comes to altars, I'm somebody who likes to engage as many senses as possible. So for me, having something that gives me the smells of earth is an absolute win. We talked about this in the intro episode, but some scents that you could consider are cypress, honeysuckle, patchouli, magnolia, primrose, and sage. But there are plenty others to choose from, so definitely check out that episode if you're unsure. For me, I personally don't like to use candles with my earth altar because I feel the energy clashes. You know, the earth energy, when I'm coming to commune with earth energy, I am looking for that calm. I am looking for the steadfastness, the foundation. And for me, while fire is very inviting and very homey and very calming, I am usually there to work with my solid foundation. And to me, fire is very much an energy of action. And I don't like that feeling of sort of rushedness when I'm working with the element of earth. So instead of getting scents via a candle, I choose usually to do some sort of diffuser, or even going with potpourri, and you can gather those and dry them yourself and put a little bit of oil on them, and then you can just have it sit on your altar. That is also something that would transfer well into a travel altar, or like the shadow box altar that I talked about. You could easily find a way to make your own potpourri and put it in those things to have with you. So what all do you put on an earth altar? This absolutely depends upon the person and what it means to you. For me, I love symbolism, and I love having things to draw the eye. So I like to do figures. So you could do like animal figures. I don't have any animal figures on mine right now. I do have the symbol for Earth, which is the upside down triangle with a line through the bottom. So horizontally lined through the bottom. You could also do statues of earth deities, so Mother Gaia or Pan, whoever comes to mind if you are somebody who works with an earth deity, or you could create one in the image that you see in your head. It doesn't necessarily have to be a certain deity. It's more of a focus object. Some other ideas that you might want to put up are pictures of the forest. So you could very easily find pictures on pixels.com that you just type it into the search bar, find something that speaks to you. Definitely put rocks and crystals onto your earth altar. These could be anything from fancy crystals to ones that you just find around your home. Whatever makes you feel grounded, whatever brings you calm, whatever makes you think foundational, protection, that's the feeling you're going for. Not just what the latest fad is, but what makes you feel the most rooted and the most in your being. Another must-have for me personally is plants. When I started this podcast, I got a Boston fern, and it has been a part of my podcasting ritual to keep this thing growing. But this is also something that you could add with your earth altar. This is a way of you caring for the earth. If you are not somebody who is able to have a garden of their own or are an apartment dweller and just aren't able to get out enough, this is a way that you could easily tune in to nature and tune in to the earth, having a living, breathing being on your altar that reminds you of that happy, steadfast place. Another option is having blessed and consecrated salt, like a little jar of salt, or my absolute favorite, a jar of dirt. Channeling our inner Johnny Depp, you guys, a jar of dirt. There is no better way to get right to the point. When you're thinking about where to put your altar, if you are planning on having a static or an altar that does not move, consider putting your earth altar somewhere in the north side of your home if possible. Earth rules the north, so that is the best place to have it. If you can't, that's no big deal, but it is a correspondence of Earth, so I figured it would be something that I would mention. So when you are working with your altar, you are there to come to center. You are there for meditation. You are there to create a working relationship with the Earth. Not only the Earth at large, but the earth that you live on. So the good land spirits in your area, acknowledging if you are somebody who is not a First Nations person, acknowledging that the land that you live on had people before you, and connecting and honoring, not appropriating, honoring those that live within that earth. It also is a good practice to give offerings at your earth altar. Now, I did cover these in episode 4, give and take, caring for your plants. I did go over quite a few things that you can give as offerings to your plants. But in this case, I'll just talk about a few. But if you want some more, be sure to go check that episode out if you haven't already. Or listen as a refresher. These episodes are pretty short. So some offerings that you could consider are birdseed, organic fertilizers, compost, or something as easy as water. When you're considering setting up your earth altar, above all, you want it to be something that represents a foundation, whatever that looks like to you, a connection to nature, whatever that looks like to you. If that's something that you bring in your heritage, if that's something that you bring in literal elements from the outside, or you have plants on your altar, or you have a green candle with an adventuring stone and a couple of dried herbs in a little tin can, whatever makes you feel calm, connected, and deep-rooted, whatever that looks like for you, that is the point that you're going for. And ultimately, you want to be able to connect to not only yourself, your deepest self, but to the earth as well. The earth as a whole and the earth that you live on. Should you guys have any questions or have any ideas, I would absolutely love to hear from you. And I would love to see if you happen to have an earth altar, what yours looks like. I thank you all so much for listening today. You guys can find me all over social media at @root_tap_radio. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can also find me at roottapradio.com, or you can email me at roottap_radio@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you guys and see how you're liking the Earth series so far. Thank you all so much for tuning in today, and I will see you next week. And until next time, Merry Part, my friends.